A very good evening. Welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Chaf Zayin, Yuma 27a, pagination page 53. We'll start from the bottom of the facing page, though, at the Mishnah, Chaf Vav Amud Beis 26b, 52, the last four lines. The Mishnah until now has been describing ways that we divide different karbanos among the Kohanim. Partly is, as we discussed last night, to give everybody a fair chance, I guess, but partly because it just makes sense. If you have heavy parts of animals to be carried from one place to the other, you split it between the Kohanim. Says the Mishnah, "Bameh divarim amurim." When was all this said? That's the abbreviation. Bekarbanos tzibur. When you're dealing with a public karban. Ava bekarban yachid. But if it's a private karban, imratza lahakriv makriv. If he wants to bring it himself, he could. If a kohen was to bring a karban shlamim, so let him bring it the way he wants. If he wants to spend the whole day schlepping from here to there to there to there, no problem. We have no input on that. Likewise, if an individual brings a karban and he has his favorite kohen, and he wants Mr. Favorite Kohen to do it, no problem. And the Mishnah concludes, which is our focus, Hef Shaitan v'nituchan shal elu v'elu shavin. Whether you're dealing with a karban sibur or you're dealing with a karban yachid, when it comes to hefshet v'nituach, skinning the animal and cutting it into its parts, shavin, they're equal, and the Gemara explains, bizarre, that a non-Kohen is allowed to do hefshet v'nituach, filleting the animal at the end. Which opens up an entire discussion, what parts of what we thought were avoda are acceptable to be done by a non-Kohen. Now, to break the suspense for you, the Rambam, and you can look it up if you want, it's cited right here on the side, Perek Tes, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that Shechita, it's Kasha Bazar, that's the famous one, Hefshet V'nituach, filleting the animal, which is what we were just told by this Mishnah, is Kasha Bazar, Holochas Eitzim, carrying the wood, the Gemara on today's daf is going to tell us, is Kasha Bazar, and Hadlokas Menorah, how's that coming off Chanukah? Wow. Lighting the menorah is Kasha Bazar. The Ravid over there writes, it's only Bidiyevid, don't be so bold about it. But the bottom line is that if a non-Kohen would light the menorah, it would still be acceptable. And all of these things have to be learnt out from sources. So the Gemara begins, still on the previous page, two lines up. Omar Chizkia said, "Minayin lehevshef v'nituach sheshava bezor," that it's okay to use a non-Kohen, shenema, because the Pasuk says, "V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eishal ha-mizbeach." It specifies that the children of Aaron have to put the fire on the mizbeach. And we learn from there, Nisinash Eish Boikuhuna, Hefshet Vinituach Lo Boikuhuna, that putting the fire needs a Kohen, but filleting the animal does not require a Kohen. Now, the Gemara will elaborate a little bit, but we'll give you basically what I think is helpful. All of Avoda has to be done by a Kohen. So if it's going to write by a specific avoda that it has to be done by a Kohen, that's actually considered extra and coming to contrast it with something else, which therefore does not need a Kohen. In this case, by telling me that the things to consume the parts of the animal that go to the Mizbeach, that part needs a Kohen, seems to indicate that the other parts of the animal that are not going to the Mizbeach, that have a different routing, that's what it's coming to exclude, that those things don't need a Kohen. The things in the same level of process which are not going to the Mizbeach, are not going to need a Kohen to do the process, to do what we would have thought was part of the Avoda. Let's see the Gemara. Top line. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi Ashkechate LaAbaye. They found Abaye to have a Mizbah LeLivrei, that he was explaining this to his son. How did he explain it? Like this. V'shochat, and they should shecht. So he said, Shechita Bezor Kishera. Shechita with a non-Kohen is kosher. Huh? V'chimayayin Bos. Where are you coming from that you read a pasuk in the Torah that says v'shochat, and you know that it's kosher bezor? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ve'ato uvanecho itach teshmiru es kohunaschem. You should guard your kohuna. Only kohanim can do the avoda. Shomei ani afilu shchita. So my first reaction would be that shchita is included in that restriction. Kohanim only. Talmud lomar. V'shochat as ben ha-boker lefnei Hashem. You should shecht the animal in front of Hashem. V'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-dom. And the kohanim should do the blood portion of the service. Mikabalo v'eilach mitzves kohuna. What do you learn from there? If it's going to tell me that a kohen has to do it, I knew a kohen has to do it. It's part of the avoda. But by telling me, this is something the Kohen has to do, I realize that there's something else that you're trying to tell me that the Kohen does not have to do. V'samach yado v'shochat. Smicha and shchita does not have to be done by a Kohen. Limra la shchita shekshere bizar. It tells me that shchita can be done by a non-Kohen. This, by the way, had very significant application a lot ago on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, because we were told that it takes 13 Kohanim to do that early lottery that we were describing in the beginning of the day. 13 Kohanim. When they built the special knobs on the kiyar, Ben Kitin designed a kiyar so that people shouldn't have to wait online. He probably witnessed it and thought it was disrespectful on the kiyar that everybody's waiting online. So he figured out one that had multiple spigots. How many spigots did he make? 12. I don't understand. There are 13 people that are designated. Why only 12? So Rashi there says, because since shchita is kosher with a zor, with a non-kohen, so even though they were using a kohen, but he didn't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. He didn't have to wash. And therefore only 12 spigots had to be made, because v'shochat shchita is kashera bizar. Now, perhaps this will help you a little bit with what you were wondering. Michti. Let's analyze this. Mikabolah ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. From Kabbalah and on is the mitzvah of kohuna, receiving the blood and then sprinkling the blood. That's a kohen. V'nasnu b'nei Aaron eish lamali, and you're telling me that the purpose of v'nasnu b'nei Aaron eish is l'miyutei hefshef v'nituach. Asks the Gemara, v'akati itzterich. I really need that, because salka daitach amina. I would think that the fire needs a special pasuk to tell me kohanim have to do it. Kevin de lav avoda de ma'akva kapora hi. It's not an intrinsic part of the kapora. You're just setting up the fire. Lo tiboi kuhuna. Maybe I don't need kohanim. Kamashmalan deboi kuhuna. So it tells me that it needs kohanim. So even though you have this enormous kasha, all avoda needs kohanim. Why would you tell me that the fire has to be set up by kohanim? Excuse me. Maybe I wouldn't have realized that setting up the fire is part of the avoda. Doesn't necessarily be so extra that it excludes hefshet v'nituach. You'll drop down, and this is the pasuk that the Rambam brings when he brings this topic. We're about 13 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is v'hiktir. V'hiktir ha-kohen. Count up from the bottom. V'hiktir ha-kohen es ha-kol. The pasuk says that the kohen should burn it all. Lamai also, what do you need such a pasuk that the Kohen is responsible to burn on the Mizbeach all of the parts of the animal that are supposed to go there? L'mayuti hefshed v'nituach, apparently it comes to exclude hefshed v'nituach, this skinning and cutting the animal, butchering the animal properly. Because, the same basic function, it's just that arranging the fire wasn't so clearly part of the avoda that it was an easy thing to say, well, that's poshut, and therefore we'll exclude something in addition. But vihikter, to burn something on the mizbeach, that clearly is part of the avoda, and to tell me that the kohen has to do it comes to tell me that it's parallel level in processing the animal. The part that does not go on the mizbeach, that part does not require a kohen. Yeshe koach, have a great evening.